Overcoming life. Life hits hard, yet faith stands strong. Life hits hard, yet faith stands strong. With Allah beside us, we move along. Overcoming life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, recite salat upon me wherever you are as your salat reaches me. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear viewers of Madni Channel, you're watching our new program, Overcoming Life. And I'm here today with Abdul Hanan Bhai. Today's topic is a topic which is needed, I would say. Pretty much every topic that we've done so far is a topic that's needed. But today's, I think, is quite important because I hear this way too often. I think too much. And this is sorry, no time. Whatever we do, often we'll meet people who would have said this to us at some point. Sorry, I don't have time.
He's being polite. He's saying sorry.
At least they say sorry and not just say no time. But we all say it, sorry, no time. But today I have a serious question. Do we really not have time, or do we just choose not to use it?
Sorry, no time. Common phrase, we all use it in somewhere in life. But if deep down, if you look at our state, that really don't we have time, like you mentioned, everyone has time. The most busiest person in the entire world, whoever he may be, he will have time, right? The person who has the most responsibilities in the world, he will have time. Everyone has time. Because if you didn't have time, how would you sleep? If you didn't have time, how would you eat? If you didn't have time, how would you even go to the toilet, right? These are things you have to make. These are things which you make time for, don't you? It doesn't just come to you. You make time for work. You make time for sleeping. You make time for eating. You make time for everything. So this is just sometimes it's just an excuse to make a person let you go or leave you or say like, look, it's all about importance. If our importance was that action which the person's asking for, then we will give him time. And I've seen people, you sometimes see with the youngsters, they so tired at 1 minute. You're showing a child in the house, a youngster in the house. His mom says to him, do this. I say, sorry, mom, got no time. I'm preparing for exams. Doing this, I'm doing that. Right? And all of a sudden, a friend comes knocking on the door. And then all of a sudden, he's off. He's got his jacket, he's gone. So here, in front of his parents, he's saying, I've got no time. I'm preparing for exams and everything. All these, it's just, these are barriers which we are putting in front of us. These are excuses which we are using. And we are using them to avoid actions. And, you know, person can use this sort of phrase, sorry, I don't have time. When you know the person who's coming and asking you is a person who's going to make you waste time. In some cases, that person is your friend, right? The one which you rushed out for, out of the door for, right? You're just sitting there. You might just, you know, people just go out there. What are they going to do? Sit in the park, right? You just go out there. You got time for watching a whole movie. Yeah, everyone's going to the cinema. Going time to play snooker, pool, whatever, sports. You got time for the gym. You got time for work. You got time for everything. When it comes to religion, you've got no time. So this attitude, this behavior of ours, one should really focus upon it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this situation very beautifully in the Holy Quran of the state of people. And it's mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and spend from what we have provided you. Before death approaches any one of you, then he says, Ya Rab, why did you not give me a respite for a little while so that I would have given charity and become of the virtues? And Allah will never give respite to any soul when its promise arrives. And Allah is aware of your deeds. This verse should be just an eye-opener for us all. You know, this is actually telling us, you know, if you look at our example is that here is talking about spending in the wealth, giving you in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, we say that, give me a little while, I will spend. And then all of a sudden, your time's up. You haven't spent, you haven't given anything. In the same with everything, you know, we say, give me a little while, I'll read my namaz. Give me a little while, I'll start fasting. Give me a little while, I'll leave my bad habits. And then all of a sudden what happens is time's up. We've talked about this in the previous silsilas. And they, when their time is up, and the person, he's going to be saying, Ya Allah, why didn't you give me another chance? Mm. Why didn't you give me a chance to do something good? But think about it, Allah has given us chances. Time to time we've been given chances. Every time you fall ill, what happens? Right? Every time you fall ill, what is your situation? It makes you turn towards Allah. And probably we repented every time you fall in. I don't know. May Allah keep us safe and protected. Ameen. But you know, a person when he falls into that state and think, oh, it looks like time's up. What does he do? He does tawbah. He calls into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He starts to ask forgiveness. He says, Ya Allah, I won't do it again. And then he gains health. He comes into the normal state. What happens? Back into the same line. Back to the same habits. Then Allah, this will happen throughout our lives. Time to time, this will happen. We'll fall ill. I remember, you know, I've experienced this many times in my life. That there's times in life where I've fallen so badly ill. It was like, that's it, I'm not going to survive. You know, a person at that time starts to do tawbah. At that time, he starts to repent and he says, Allah, forgive me, I've done much wrong. But when that time, when you come out of that situation, even that you made a promise with Allah, you still turn away from it. You still turn back into the normal bad habits and back into the same old state. And this is scary. So it's not that we didn't have time. We were given time. We are still given time. We still have time at this moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as far as we are breathing, we still have time to repent from the court of Allah. If you don't repent today, don't think we're going to get an opportunity tomorrow. Now is the time to repent. Now is the time to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now is the time to give charity. Now is the time to read our salah. Now is the time to do ibadat. Before it's too late. So we have the time. What are we using our time in? That's something else.
We've mentioned this, like you said, in the previous silsila as well, that we will then later say, oh, I wish I had this time. I would have done this. I would have done that. But why not do it now? When you've got the chance of doing it now, you would say, no, sorry, I have no time. But then later, when you will need these things, then you will have no time. Then it won't be an excuse anymore. Then it will be reality. Then you will have no time to go back and change it. So you need to start doing it from now.
I think, you know, if you ever find someone of your relatives, old age, ill, go and sit with them. Speak to them. They'll give you words of advice. Right? They will make you reflect. They'll make you think, you know, you will hear from them. They'll, you know, son, do something in life. I didn't do it. You know, the point is, the problem is, we are thinking we are spending our lives perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with our lives. There's no regret about it. We've done what we need to do. You know, we think we've given time to the deen. We might have given a bit of wealth and think, oh, we've done a lot. Someone's performed his hajj and he's still thinking, oh, I've done my bit. Right? You get people with this mentality. Sadly, I see so many people with this same mentality. I've done my hajj. You know, I remember once I was trying to do a bit of individual effort, explaining to this one brother. He said, brother, alhamdulillah, I've done this and I've done that and I've done this and I've done that. I'm thinking, whoa, you know, basically, he's thinking that he's achieved everything. It's not, we probably haven't achieved nothing yet. And you know, you take the example of the life of Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawud Islami, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qazi Sahib. When people say to him, Hazur, you've done so much for the deen, what does he turn around and say?
I've done nothing yet.
I haven't even started properly. Right? And this is the mentality of the pious people. You know, we need to really reflect over our actions.
No, are we really prioritizing salah? Is that really what we're doing? But no. And like you were mentioning earlier, that person just, we have people saying, I've done this, I've done that, I've done this. And the same thing is, you've done something good, but now you're telling the whole world, who did you do that good thing for? Was it for Allah? If it was for Allah, why are you telling me? If it was for Allah, why are you telling me? It should have been just between you and Allah. But we have that mindset. That thing is just engraved into people now.
See, the little which we do, first of all, we don't do much. Our topic is today, sorry, I don't have time. This is the first phrase. And even if there's something which we have done, which is very little, that we'll boast about too in front of people. We tell everyone, I've done this, I've done that, I've done this. We will tell everything. And sometimes good deeds are there to be hidden. Okay, at times you can tell people of good deeds. Is to give them motivation. But here it's a defensive, you know, you become defensive because you haven't done nothing really. You've only done these few little things. This is why you want to mention them. Is to back yourself up. This is not a way of the pious anyway. It's not a humble way. The humble people, they, after doing a lot, they will say, look, I wish I would have done something.
Moving on from this point, now we have people today, and where are they then? What are they doing? If they don't have time for the deen, where are they? What are they doing?
SubhanAllah. It's, you know, everyone has time, but their times are occupied by the world. Their times are occupied by the dunya. Their times are occupied by their social lives, their fitness, their outings, their workouts, their entertainment. It's so many things, their holidays, their events, right? Their circles. That's where everything is going. Right? So it's not that they don't have time. They have time to do all these things and much more. And then they don't have time for the deen. It's about, you know, when you ask someone, brother, come to the masjid, brother, busy. What are you busy in? What could be more precious than salah? Right? You ask someone to, brother, give some time in learning the knowledge of deen. Brother, I'm busy. When I get time, I'll do it. Right? What's more precious than learning the knowledge of deen to the extent that, you know, there was a companion who was in his last moments of his life, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed that companion, you only got a short time left. The companion asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, what should I do in this time? Now look at this. This is unique as well. You know, companion's been told he's only got a very short time. Right? If me and you were told this, what will be our state? Right? If me and you honestly knew that we only got a couple of hours left of life, I tell you, we will lose it. We'll be in such a state that we will not know what to do. We won't be in a state of awakeness. Right? We'll be like intoxicated, basically. Person knows he's got 1 hour and he's definite. Right? It's just like the stage when someone puts a gun at your head. What be the condition of the person? Thinks, that's it. My time's up. I've got no way out. So, you know, when person is in this state that he knows, and we weren't able to handle it, but these were the Sahaba. These were the unique people. The companion, in a normal state, he asked, Ya Rasulullah, what shall I do in this time? Rasulullah said, go and learn knowledge. You know, the ulama mentioned that there was something more greater to learn knowledge. Rasulullah would have ordered his companion to go and do that. Last moments of his life, go and learn knowledge. And we don't have time to learn knowledge. We don't have time to learn the deen. We don't have time to even correct those actions of ours which we are doing. Salah, everyone performs salah. Many people perform salah and they boast about it, like we mentioned. Right, I'm reading my namaz, I know. I'm reading my Quran, I know. Everyone says it's perfect. Have you had it tested? Believe me, a lot of us, our recitation of Quran, once we go and get it tested, you'll find that we are making many, many major mistakes. Our namaz, there will be mistakes in our namaz. If someone was to even question us regarding salah, a simple question in salah, we probably won't be able to answer it. Whether it's from the wajibat, whether it's from the faraiz, because keep in mind, if a farz is missed, your namaz is gone. And if a wajib is missed, sajda sahab becomes wajib, necessary for you to do. You don't do it, then you have to repeat that prayer again. So, you know, there are many rulings which we are unaware of, things which break the salah. Right? And people are thinking, they know. You ask them, how many, verbally tell us how many wajibats are there. A person struggles, well, wajibats? He's probably thinking, what is wajibat? Right? What are they? Never mind what they are, how many they are. You know, we get stuck. So, you know, learning the knowledge of deen, this is important. You know, people, I find it very strange. People travel, pay so much money, go all the way to Hajj, and they don't know how the rulings of Hajj. They don't know when does dhamm become wajib.
They don't even know what dhamm is, some of them.
They probably don't know what dhamm is, right? And, you know, these are things to learn. You look, think about it, you spend an investment of your life, especially nowadays, Hajj from the UK here, and other parts of the world, £10,000, $8,800, whatever the amount is, whatever your figure is. It's a lot of money. You invested all this money. The action which you are doing is not fulfilled. Something to think about. This all comes, it's all connected with learning about the deen. People go Hajj thinking, it's okay, I'll go Hajj, come back. What time did we give to learn that? Same with, you know, the time to learn about those things which can come at you. And there's many things to learn about. For example, how to give bath to a deceased, right? You might be thinking, oh, is this something to learn? But this time can come upon any one of us. Some family member passes away. Who's going to give him a bath? I remember we went to a place where none of the children were ready.
None of the children were ready to give the father ghusl. One of the reasons could be that they didn't know. The others is they've never taught this. They never had the opportunity to think. I remember in one play in Namaz-e-Janaza, a youngster stood next to me. And it was his father's funeral. Right? He stood next to me and he said to me, "Brother, what you read?" This is the stage of us today. Today we don't want to learn the deen. We don't have time to learn the deen. Then these things will come to us. So before that time comes, you know, be ready. Prepare yourself. Get yourself ready. Give some time to, don't say you don't have time. In actual fact, we should humble ourselves at that time. If you think you don't have time, really, humble yourself in this day and make dua, I'm able to make time for the deen. That's why we should, that should be our answer. Our answer should not be, "Sorry, I don't have time." Our answer should be that please make dua that Allah gives me opportunity to give time for the deen. That's what we are in need of.
Jazakallah for that. And I think what the viewers of Madni Channel have learned from today's episode of Overcoming Life, there was a lot to be learnt, and a lot to be learnt in terms of making excuses and prioritizing other things, but not prioritizing the deen when it comes to it. So inshallah, stay tuned for more lessons like this. Keep watching Madni Channel. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Overcoming life. Life hits hard yet faith stands strong. Life hits hard yet faith stands strong. With Allah beside us we move along. Overcoming life.